We'll see some of it. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. At least those parts of the affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant that the Justice Department doesn't cross out.
The magistrate judge will give the DOJ 1 week to propose redactions, but lawyer Deanne Shulman, representing news organizations, says
at this juncture, he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal.
The feds say if they redact everything sensitive, there likely won't be much text for the public to read or understand. Making too much public, they say, could endanger cooperating witnesses.
Fox's Eben Brown, and from the former president,
the Trump team. Reacting in a statement, Magistrate Judge Reinhart rejected the DOJ's cynical attempt to hide the whole affidavit from Americans. No redaction should be necessary, and the whole affidavit should be released, given the Democrats' penchant for using redactions to hide government corruption, just like they did with the Russia hoax.
Fox's Matt Finn. Alan Weisselberg, the former CEO of the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty yesterday to tax evasion by not reporting lavish fringe benefits as income. He is the only person who's been charged in a years-long investigation of the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. In Florida, 20 people have been arrested and charged with voter fraud for casting ballots when they weren't eligible to because, Governor Ron DeSantis says, they are convicted felons.
They do not have the right to vote. They have been disenfranchised under Florida law, and Amendment 4 that passed specifically included people that have been convicted of sexual assault and homicide from being able to have an automatic restoration of their voting rights.
If found guilty on the voter fraud charges, they each could get another 5 years in jail and some heavy fines. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow up 18 points. NASDAQ gained 27. The S&P 500 closing 9 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Attention iPhone users, there's another potential security flaw in the operating system.
Apple is now warning of serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. The software flaws could potentially allow hackers to take complete control of these devices. That would allow intruders to impersonate the owner and run software in the owner's name. The company says it's, quote, aware of a report that this issue may have been actively exploited. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Shana Stulen, Fox News.
A woman has testified in R. Kelly's federal pornography trial. The former singer abused her hundreds of times before she turned 18. Kelly is already serving a 30-year prison term on a federal racketeering conviction. Three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the killing of a notorious Boston crime boss. James Whitey Bulger was beaten to death in a West Virginia prison in 2018, just hours after being transferred from a prison in Florida where he'd been serving a life sentence for 11 murders and other crimes. A Connecticut man has been sentenced to a long prison term for killing his wife. That case cracked in part by the activity tracker she was wearing.
He is completely steadfast in his innocence and dedicated to proving his innocence.
Richard DeBates lawyer Trent LaLima, after DeBate was sentenced to 65 years in prison for the 2015 murder of his wife, Connie, in Ellington, Connecticut. DeBate told police a masked man broke into their home, killed his wife, and tied him up. State police say data on Connie's Fitbit showed she was moving around for about an hour after the time DeBate says she was shot. DeBate's lawyer says he will appeal. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says her country will never accept South Korea's offer of economic benefits in exchange for denuclearization, calling the proposal foolish. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.